It's your review show after Arsenal away. Andy Heaton and Sean Rogers with me to talk about what became a fascinating game of football, to be honest with you, and a fascinating game of football in a lot of ways. We will start, as we always start, we'll start discussing what we thought the managers were doing with their approach. Sean, I'd love to know how fit Emery's fullbacks. I'd love to know how fit Emery thought Emery's fullbacks were before a ball was kicked, and therefore why he made the decision that he ended up making. But he got them both on the pitch, and you get the impression that that will have been object number one for the Arsenal backroom staff throughout the entirety of that week, was let's get our two fit fullbacks on the pitch, get Xhaka into centre mid, and then he decided to put his best front four in action.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we'll spend the majority of the show talking about Liverpool because that's what we're here for, but I think that I think Emery and Arsenal take huge amounts of credit, not just for what happens in the game, actually think in the lead up to the game. We had a full week to prepare for that fixture. They've had a tough schedule themselves, and if you think, one of the biggest problems I imagine he would have encountered taking over is the difference in training regime between what Unai Emery does in training and what Arsene Wenger is famed for doing in training. That's assuming that Wenger did the same last year as what he's normally done, but let's put it this way, trying to get them players up to the speed of Unai Emery's kind of training isn't something that I would expect to be in place by the first week in November. The sports science team and the medical team, getting the fullbacks ready is one thing. Getting the fullbacks to actually perform at a level for 94 minutes against a team like us. The players deserve huge praise for that. Obviously, I know Kolasinac is taken off for Iwobi later on in the game, but generally speaking, from an Arsenal perspective, that then gets Xhaka into midfield, who I think that's absolutely crucial to the way that the game goes and the result for Arsenal having him in there. I thought at the time, watching it live, that Xhaka had a good game. I thought he'd had a really good game. I really like him as a player. Whether I wouldn't want him at Liverpool, I don't think his style would suit. I actually just, if I could watch an Arsenal player in training, the likes of him and Ramsey and people, I just think he's a lovely footballer, kind of.
Yeah.
If you don't like a centre mid with a left foot that's like a wand, then you're not into football for me. I don't see how you can't not like that.